Women in Utah not only struggled to graduate college in numbers equal to the rest of the nation, they also struggle to graduate in fields that are non-traditional and financially lucrative, according to the Utah Women in Education Project. But one woman from Cache County is no stranger to being a woman in a male-dominated field of study.
So I guess I grew up non-traditionally because I grew up on a farm. And as the oldest daughter of a farm family, I was asked and expected to do a lot of things that guys would do, having to be creative about doing things that physically maybe I couldn't do, but I had to figure out how to move, you know, equipment around and things around. And I think that taught me to be ingenuitive, and that's a skill I think that has kind of fostered everything else that I've done with my education and with my job.
Rachel Christensen is a doctoral student at Utah State University's Dairy Nutrition Program. This area of expertise is male-dominated not only in the field, but academically. But Christensen's expertise and reputation as a good dairy nutritionist preceded her, and when the USU doctoral program was looking for a candidate to do specific research in the area, Christensen's name came up, and she was asked to apply for the program.
Well, it came out of the blue. I just had my fourth child, so I wasn't even thinking about a PhD. I wasn't even on the radar or anything. He said that the professor approached me and said, your name was recommended to me as someone who could help us with this study. By the way, I've advertised this in the Journal of Dairy Science, and I have three other candidates, but I feel like this is something that fits you best.
2012's Women's History Month theme, Women's Education, Women's Empowerment, certainly holds true for Christensen. Her education has allowed her to practice being a dairy nutritionist and hold her own against all those cowboys.
I mean, you're always a minority being a woman in agriculture, and then add to that being a woman in professional, you know, the education level of agriculture, you're even more of a minority. I never thought of it really that way. It's just what I wanted to do, and so I wanted to do it. And so what you have to do is you put blinders on so you can accomplish your goals and not let anything trivial get in your way. And what I would mean by trivial would be, you know, anyone kind of giving you a hard time about being a woman. I got teased a lot, I guess. I just kind of brushed inside, but then just went on my way. I think it takes a lot of courage to do that as a woman, because it's easy to give in to the peer pressure of being glamorous or, you know, being a mom at home, and why would you want to have a career type thing. And I got that a lot, especially growing up in Provo. I went to BYU as an undergrad, and a lot of even the guys were like, well, why do you want to get a master's degree? You're just going to be a mom. I'm like, well, maybe someday I will, but right now I'm not married. I don't have children, so I'm not going to just leave myself in that little cubbyhole for now. I'm going to get the best education that I can so that whatever happens down the road, I can be prepared for.
Aside from entering a male-dominated field, when Rachel accepted the PhD program proposal, which began in January, she had four children, the youngest of which was born last summer. But Christensen never saw it as being a working mother, rather being an example to her family of pursuing an education and one's passions.
In my life, it's never been a choice to not have a career. Because of the way the economy is, I have to work. And so the way I see it, I might as well work for the best possible wage or income that I can, because I know so many women that have had to work, and they work barely enough to pay for their daycare and their insurance. You know, I think of the woman down the street, she homeschools her kids, and that's, you know, that's her choice. You know, is that a better mother than someone who chooses to get the best education she can and teach her kids by example? I know lately, like, my daughter has had a hard time doing her homework, and I show her, well, look at my homework. Look how hard this is. Like, because I can do this, Taylor, I know you can do your homework too.
When asked how she does it with four young children, a home, and a career, getting a PhD for Rachel Christensen is simply taking one step at a time and remembering that women's education is women's empowerment. I'm Story Pal, reporting for Utah Public Radio.